Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. You've got nothing to lose.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branches Porn News Network. We're going to talk about today. First, before we get into it, I'm really sick. I'm incredibly sick. I don't feel good. I wasn't even going to do today's show, but there's too much important stuff for me to dictate to you, so I have to do the show because I love you, and if I don't do it, who else will? So, even though I feel like shit, absolute, complete shit, and I think I have COVID, I mean, this is the worst sickness I've had in 5 years. This is the worst sickness I've ever felt in 5+ years. I think the only time I felt worse was when I was in California and I got sick in California or something, because I definitely got sick many times when I lived in California. But regardless, I'm going to do a show. It's going to be a live show. Doing it live. No editing. We do it live. I should have had it ready. I don't care if it's a live show. Doing it live. Doing it live. We'll do it live. I got to play this every time I do it live.
That's tomorrow. No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Bill O'Reilly.
4, 3. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Dude, I used to watch, when I lived in California, they had this news station it was like the local news for Sacramento, and it was really low budget and it was really wholesome, and they tried their best. But there was this time where I was watching the live show online because my mother would like to watch it like every day. So I would set it up for her so she could watch on the computer. And on the computer, you would see more than on the TV, because during commercials and stuff, it would keep going. And I don't know, because they hadn't had figured out that live streaming thing yet. So even when they were doing commercials and stuff, you could keep watching, which was kind of neat. At the time, they fixed that later, but there was this one time where during the break or whatever, this fucking nigger was like flipping off the camera like 7 times. He was just like flipping the camera off. It was so funny. It was so random. One of the niggers on the staff. Anyways, back to the show. We're doing the show live. I better put some background music on. We'll do dot hex sign. See, when I do it live, all this shit ain't set up, so whatever. We'll figure it out as we're doing it. Oh my god. This is so loud. Why is this so loud? The fuck? Whatever. First, what are we going to talk about today? We got lots of stuff to talk about. It's mostly quickies. What is it? It's so good and miraculous and random. We'll just attack it as we go through it. I don't need to list it out for you. It's too much and too abundant. We have so many threads we got to get through. Let's go. First, Israeli settler kicks a mind Palestinian flag. Get fucked, kike. Haha, get fucked. And that's one dead Jew. One less Jew in the world. Get fucked. One less Jew, just like that. So simple. So simple. Get fucked. Apparently that was a war crime, by the way. Israel is saying this was a fucking war crime as they bomb women and children in hospitals. This is a war crime. As they gas people in tunnels, this is a war crime. As they white phosphorus babies, this is a war crime. Hilarious. Get fucked, Jew. First thread, new coworker says they can't drink milk. Green techs, are you lactose intolerant? ? Green techs, no, I'm allergic to most antibiotics. Drinking a glass of milk makes me almost as sick as taking a pill. What is this, though? Opie says, wait, is this through? Or was he bullshitting, overreacting? Do they really pump our food full of meds? Well, look, first, they do pump all of our stuff full of fucking antibiotics, and in a sad twist of events, Chick-fil-A is going to start using antibiotics in their chicken, which is bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. They should be ostracized for that. Okay? Chick-fil-A has always been the superior fast food restaurant, but ever since... Did you not notice the complete organized decimation of Chick-fil-A by McDonald's, by Popeyes, by KFC, how they all came out with chicken sandwiches at the same fucking time. That was a fucking, that was an attack vector on Chick-fil-A. That's what that was. And I guarantee you, since then, they've been hurting. And now they're going to take antibiotics. It's like Jews attack anybody against them. And if you don't conform to anything they want, then they destroy you. That's what Jews do. And then they whine like they're the victims. It's disgusting. Also, your coworker's a fucking retard. Your coworker's a retard. Yes, they put antibiotics in our shit that isn't good for you. Are you going to get sick by drinking a fucking glass of milk with antibiotics? How weak of a fucking human being are you that you drink antibiotic milk and you get sick? Pathetic. Weak. You should not be a part of the human race anymore if you're that fucking weak. Those genetics should be expelled from the human race. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. You can't drink milk because it has antibiotics and makes you sick? Go fuck yourself. Weakness. I don't want milk with antibiotics in it, but if I absolutely have to drink it, it's not going to make me sick. Weak faggot. You know who will make sick? Jews with lactose intolerance, you lying piece of shit. Carl didn't know that a lot of Jews have lactose intolerance. That's one of their fucking genetic inbred weaknesses. They can't fucking metastasize milk like based European chads. Only cucks can't drink milk, exactly. Milk is white as fuck. No antibiotics in Canadian milk. Whatever your milk comes in bag, shut up. Dio says, BlackRock, chicken sandwich division. Exactly, bro, exactly. Chamal says, I stopped going to Chick-fil-A when they halved the size of the chicken breast. Chick-fil-A has gone downhill, man, and it's ever since they all do that coordinated attack against it. And instead of adapting and becoming better, or just continuing to do it better, they're receding into their shell and weakening. It's pathetic. Pretty soon, I feel like they'll be open on Sunday, which would be even more of a cuckening. Whatever. Next thread. Who's your main? Which was your main? Monopoly token history. Guys, Monopoly is kikish as fuck, but it's an ingrained part of American history. You're an American, you play Monopoly. It's the dream. It's the dream of owning everything. It's capitalism. It's the promise. It's the promise. Monopoly is the promise of America. Too bad it's just a fucking board game. What piece did I use? I used the hat. The top hat. I liked the top hat. That was my go-to. If we had the T-Rex back in the day, I probably would have used the T-Rex, but that is an inaccurate representation of a T-Rex. A T-Rex should be more chicken-like. T-Rexes are giant chickens because they are the original chicken. Chickens are little dinosaurs. Chickens are little T-Rexes. So the giant T-Rex should look exactly like a fucking chicken in some way. It should be very chicken-like. T-Rexes should be nigh identical to chickens. Should be like a giant chicken. A giant evil killer chicken. I like the top hat. I think my mother would use the thimble or the dog. Not sure. I like the top hat. Top hat was the shit. Based Iron Master Race. What are you, a woman? Go iron the clothes? Get fucked. It's America Says Race Car. The car was kind of cool. I never used the car. That was so obvious. Guy on horse chads. Where we at? The shoe. Thimble. No idea why. This Ukrainian says, Monopoly's awful, though. It's literally the golden age of board games right now, and you can pick whatever you would like. Look, European games are far superior to American games, but Monopoly, despite how terrible it is the essence of America. It's the promise of capitalism. It's going around acquiring properties, making deals with your whoever you're playing with, trying to win. That's what it's a bad game, but it's kind of the essence of what people at the time kind of envisioned America to be. Ben says Monopoly was an English game originally called Landlords, invented by a Whammons to shit on landlords. Dude, what I heard Monopoly was invented by some guy in fucking jail. So I don't know. I do not remember that. That sounds like a British headcanon. It was invented by some guy that was in jail. Maybe that was Jewish subversion to steal the game. Whatever. Next thread. New euphemism just dropped, bros. Ah, the only reason I put this in here. Guys, look, they got Dreamy. I haven't seen Dreamy in like a week. No, they got Dreamy. No. Teen McDonald's employee was beaten by adult customer in parking lot. I mean, so nigger McDonald's employee was beaten by another nigger in parking lot or something. Whatever. Poor Dreamy. That's where Dreamy's been, guys. She got taken out by another nigger. No. Where are you, Dreamy? No, come back. Yeah, they always come up with a new word. There was some nigger that just got labeled as some church-going helper or something. He murdered some guy. It's comical. Team McDonald employees, parking lot adults. Which one is it? Niggers hurting niggers. Hilarious. Nigger on nigger violence. Probably Ben says, it wasn't invented by a guy. Monopoly wasn't invented by a guy in jail. It was invented by some whammons. And it was an English game. Go fuck yourself, Ben. Go fuck yourself. That's red coat headcanon. I will steal it from you and claim it as our own. Go fuck yourself. We stole Monopoly from the Brits. Get fucked. Ben got fucked and he's whining about it. Get fucked, Brits. Fucking redcoats. Oh, also, you can laugh at this. You can laugh at this, Brits. Next thread. That's a lot of traitors. Picture is, it's our House of Representatives all waving Ukrainian flags. They're not waving American flags. They're waving Ukrainian flags. Americans, people that are supposed to represent the interests of Americans, are waving non-American flags, dude. Every single person in this room, except probably like Matt Gaetz, who is obviously not waving a flag. Matt Gaetz looks infuriated. All these people need to be tried for treason. This is bullshit. These people are helping foreign countries before America. This is god-awful bullshit. They passed a multi-billion dollar bill for aid to Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. All three. But isn't the Taiwan one a little funky? There's been no news on the Taiwan front for so long. Why are we giving Taiwan money? Unless there's an actual credible threat coming. I can't, dude, I'm going to be so right. I'm going to be so fucking right. I might be like a couple years late. Okay, but I mean, 4chan's always a couple years early. That's how it is. I was a little early in my call, but I'm always right in the end, just like Paul is. We're a little ahead of the curve. Probably Ben says, nope, I stand corrected. An American anti-monopolist, Lizzie Maggie, created a game called The Landlord's Game. No. Shut up, Ben. Stop. You're literally copy-pasting from Jewish Wikipedia because I could see the one, which I do not trust. Go fuck yourself, you Brit-bong piece of shit. I don't trust Wikipedia. Give me a different source. And you're literally copy-pasting exactly what you want to support your point, Ben. Go fuck yourself. The Jews did that to take Monopoly away from American men or from another Jew or something. Or I don't know. They did it so they could get the rights to it or some shit. It's all kikery, I'm sure. This America says, notice how most of them are boomers. The problem ends when boomers no longer control anything. I fucking wholeheartedly agree, dude. The boomers are the biggest problem we face right now. Boomers are just mentally gone. They're retarded. They're retarded. They are, in all sense of the word, retarded. They've sold their souls, and they think they're the fucking heroes. It's sickening. They think they're the heroes. And for the finale today, I'm going to comment. Well, fuck, I'll talk about it now. Fox News. I'm going to talk about it for the finale with the Occupy 2.0 happening, the Columbia University, all the student protesters. I'm not joking. For over three fucking hours, Fox News talked about how evil all these Hamas-supporting students were. I mean, they were non-stop attacking these people and saying how Hamas was evil and they were going to do more attacks and blah, 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 blah. Just on and on for three fucking hours doing propaganda for the Jews and against these students that are pro-Palestine. Just non-stop kike dick gurgling. Just awful. Awful. And I went to my grandfather and I was like, Pop, do you remember when the Summer of Love was going on and we had all those niggers sitting outside of the universities supporting Black Lives Matter and Black Rights? And as they were burning America to the ground, I don't remember Fox News attacking those students. I remember them very slightly attacking them, but not for three fucking hours, calling them evil and Hamas supporters and blah, blah, blah. Nothing like what's going on with this Israel stuff. And they're trying to punish each of these students individually. Did they do anything like that with the Summer of Love bullshit protests? No. They supported it because they're global homo like every other fucking news station. Just a bunch of kike dick suckers. It's fucking infuriating. Next thread, Israel tried to nuke Iran and failed. From here on out, we're going to get some really schizo shit. There's a lot of psyops going on right now, guys. It's like overly psyop-y right now, and I got to point these out because there's a lot of misdirection going on right now, and it really does seem like a ramp up to World War III or something happening. Something is going to happen. But this dropped on Twitter about an F-35 getting shot down as it was leaving Jordan airspace, and how it was Russia blowing it up to stop a nuke that was going to get detonated or blah, 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 blah. Dude, this is Q-level shit. This is Q-level shit. We have no proof of this. The Red Heifer is tomorrow, which I'll talk about if they actually sacrifice it tomorrow. We'll see. Let's wait and see if they actually sacrifice it tomorrow. It's supposed to be tomorrow. I haven't really talked about it. I've talked about it on the live show a couple times, but until it actually happens, I'll talk about the Red Heifer stuff when they actually start sacrificing the Red Heifers and shit. When the Tipple's actually destroyed and decimated. When I see something to speak about. But this is just QAnon level shit. You need, if to have a claim this substantial, like, there was an F-35 with a nuke in it, and Russia shot it down to stop the nuke. I mean, every level of that is headcanon. It's headcanon to say there was a nuke on the F-35. How do you know this? Do you have a nuke detector? Did you see them load the fucking nuke under the F-35? Do we have any pictures of the F-35 with the nuke? We know that F-35s can carry nukes now, but did they get the authorization to put a nuke on that F-35? We don't know. And you have no proof to say otherwise. Likewise, on every other level, like, do we have any shots of Russia destroying the plane? Maybe. I think that would be more accurate. Maybe an F-35 was shot down. Maybe. I could see that happening. But to link that immediately to nukes, because we just heard that F-35s have been retrofitted to carry nukes, stupid. It's headcanon. It's bullshit. It's a story someone made up because they think it's real. Ben says, the nuke is a lie. Yesterday's cake was real. What do you mean yesterday's cake was real, Ben? What are you talking about? And yeah, I said the nuke was a lie. I love delay. Next psyop is this thread. This thread was the most popular thread today on 4chan that I saw. This thread was popping, but none of it was organic. Almost 400 replies. We're nigh 400 replies on this thread. What is this thread? A 3-hour long boring ass boomer talking. So let me get this right. A 3-hour long video, TLDR, with a fucking boomer talking, got 400 fucking replies. Go fuck yourself. Go fucking fuck yourself. Hydra. Hydra. Very first post is America saying, Hail Hydra, file.png. So, I mean, if you're not seeing the red flags, I guess I'll just start pointing them out to you. We have Boomer. Boomer, this is obviously like some sort of federal agent or something, okay? Boomer Fed. Somebody. 3-hour long video that has more dislikes than likes. Then he's posting from a VPN. It's one post by this ID. And the very first post is a Marvel Comics image with file.png. Like, all of this is red flags, man. The post count, the content. I don't even know what the content is, but I know whatever it's saying, I should probably think the opposite of it. Whatever this video exposes or tells me to think, I should probably, just judged off of all this shit, should probably think the exact opposite, because the government's trying to get me to think something. Bump, the video is pretty good, gives behind the scene details of the real operation. Bump, dude, you posted this 20 minutes, okay, let me get this right. So you watched a 3-hour long video in 20 minutes? You watched a 3-hour long video in 20 minutes. The video is pretty good. The 3-hour long video that I just commented into. Like, dude, bullshit. This is all lies. This whole thread. CIA is based. Oh my God. I mean, this psyop is... This is the most glowing thread I have seen in the past 2 months. This thread is beyond glowing. Whatever this thread is, it's the government trying to get us to think something. And we should think the opposite of what... I don't even want this to go in my brain hole. I don't even want to watch it. I don't want it to go in my brain hole. Whatever it says, think the opposite. I know that to be true, just based on all this. Probably Ben says, yesterday is Hitler birthday cake, Lou. What the fuck? The nuke's a lie, but yesterday's Hitler birthday was real? Well, then just say that. That's weird. The cake is not a lie. I guess you're trying to make a portal joke? Gay. Bots and shills pushing some shit. That's exactly what it is, Pole News Central. It's exactly that. Bunch of bots and shills and feds. Bunch of fucking one post by ID. So many one post IDs in this thread. And then a 44 poster. They're trying to make out the KGB. They're trying to make KGB into the enemy. Instead of the CIA and the FBI, it's the KGB we should all be worried about. They're the super geniuses. Fucking American propaganda, man. Fuck that. Whatever. Into more fucking psyops within psyops within psyops. They got a whole lot of misdirection going on 4chan right now. They're really trying hard in their psyops division. I mean, what are they ramping up for to have this much psyop shit going on? Like, what's coming? Usually it's the calm before the storm. That's what I'm so used to right now. Calm before the storm, calm before the storm. What the fuck is psyops before the storm? I don't remember ever seeing psyops before the storm. This is like psyops upon psyops pile on psyops. It's weird. Electric Rain General. Quick rundown. Total grid down. Communist takeover America conspiracy from 3 years ago. Reappears courtesy of Anon who's working in US from another country. US leadership is allegedly compromised. Timeline's been updated this year. Likely October surprise. Lots of spoopy details to get into. Well, look, I'm not saying an October surprise isn't ruled out. Because I think there's going to be an October surprise. I think we all do. But this is people throwing a schizo theory on top of something that's going to happen on October. It's like, we know that all of the U.S. leadership is compromised. I don't need a fucking document to tell me that. I don't need some schizo theory to tell me that the American government is compromised. China owns them. And I know this because China's buying up our property and they keep capitulating to China. Hell, some of our house is married to Chinese people. They're Chinese spies. There was a guy caught with a Chinese spy and he was like not even punished. We need to punish these fucking people for treason. Treason must be punished again. Traitors, all of these people. They're destroying our country. They're killing people. They're killing Americans. Americans are being killed by these people. Legitimate Americans. These people are killing American civilians, citizens. Night, DD. Thanks for watching, bud. Love ya. Hope you liked it. I don't think this schizo shit is so out there that it's not possible, but it's just so convoluted and schizo-y. It's like, why? Why do we need to put China's compromising our elected officials behind a veneer of schizo-iness? It's just unneeded, really. And with all these threads, can't you just get to the fucking point a little quicker? This thread did it kind of good with a quick rundown. But they're just always so vague, and the proof they do link are just so randomly obscure and random. QAnon 2.0 glow post. Exactly. All this schizo stuff, if you make a claim, an extraordinary claim, you have to provide extraordinary evidence to back up that claim, man. And posting a wall of text that is completely devoid of a point is not the correct path. This Russia says there are Chinese police stations in Canada. Dude, there are Chinese police stations in America right now. There are Chinese police stations in America right now. That's treason. None of this should be allowed. They cracked down on some of those Chinese police stations, but not all of them. You know there's some going on right now. Ben says, keep Chicken Little screaming at the sky. What, like it's all going to come crashing down? It's all going to come crashing down? It will crash. You know, Chicken Little was right, Ben. The lesson was he kept whining about it, and that's whatever. But he was right in the end, so go fuck yourself. Also, he was, like, lying at the start. Like, he was saying it is a lie. That was the lesson. I'm not lying that the sky is falling for a fucking joke. Finale of the day, Occupy 2.0 happening in real time. 3 days ago, around a dozen protesters started Occupy protests at Columbia University. They set up tents to protest the involvement with Israel and to call up for the eradication of the state of Israel and the total divestment in Israel. Dude, good luck with that, you fucking leftists. Good luck. Dude, there's so many of them. Oh my god, it's good to see these fuckers on our side for once. Well, in a way. What? We'll use them, it's fine. We can use them, it's fine. Well, it's their own golem turning against them, so it's kind of it's comedic and what's the word? Exuberating? I don't fucking know. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining to watch. When these guys were campaigning for nigger rights, it was not fun to watch. When these fuckers are campaigning for the destruction of Israel, very fun to watch. Watching the kikes fight their own golem will never get boring. It will never get boring. And if we were smart as whites, we would do everything in our power to keep steering it in this direction. We should be... The thing is, the kikes are really good at getting us to fight each other. So there's rightoids even now that are bashing the leftists and don't want to team up or fight with these abortion-loving Karens. And I feel you. I get you. But you need to step back a little bit and become the superior white and understand that the entire goal of the Jews is to have us all fighting each other so we're not fighting them. So if we need to temporarily team up just to defeat these Jews, that's okay. It doesn't mean you have to become gay. It doesn't mean you have to support abortion. But can you just show a little kindness to the other side? Maybe not just be a complete dick and show like, hey, good job calling out the kikes. You know, that's a step in the right direction, leftists. You don't have to be a fucking saint to these people. You don't have to conform to their viewpoints. But can you just be a little bit fucking nicer to them? It's like nonstop attacks. When they're doing the right thing, give them a cookie. You need to train these people. They don't even want the thing. Like, these people don't even want us with them. They think if rightoids are here, it corrupts their movement. That view shouldn't be allowed. Like, they shouldn't have that view. We should all be united in Israel being destroyed. There's no reason not to be. It's stupid. Like, we're going to give you a bad image? Go fuck yourself. That's Jewish thinking. They shouldn't even be scared of that. Occupy Wall Street should sprout up again. Because you know what scared the Jews more than anything? Occupy Wall Street. Where the fuck did that go? They made it impossible for there to even be an Occupy Wall Street. They redesigned that entire... When they got all of those Occupy people out of Occupy Wall Street, they retrofitted that park so that it could never happen again. They anti-hobotized that park to such an extent that it would never happen again. So, I mean, if they wanted to do Occupy Wall Street again, it'd have to be somewhere else, somewhere different. Not outside the stock exchange anymore. They've locked that area down. Jews don't want to look at that every morning anymore. It's dumb. The stock exchange is one of the single most corrupt things ever. The fact it opens, it closes. The Jews have complete control over it. They look out over us like we're fucking cattle. It's a fucking joke. Smerica says, that's not Occupy, retard. It's more dipshit shilling for Islam. Occupy attacks are 1% at home, not the IDF abroad. Look, dude, I don't like Islam. This is what I'm talking about. I don't like Islam either, dude. I don't like it either. Let's defeat the Jew. So let me get this right, bud. We're going to fight the niggers. We're going to fight the fucking Pujits. We're going to fight Asians. We're going to fight Mexico and the Mexicans. And once we get rid of all of those people, then we can finally attack the kikes. Is that what you're fucking telling me? How about we fucking all work together and defeat the Jews? And then we'll fucking segregate and start... I always say it, but it'll just fucking happen naturally. Blacks don't want to be around whites. Whites don't want to be around blacks and shit. Everyone will self-fucking segregate anyway. Without Jews pushing fucking constant immigration and unity and shit. The entire movement for that was created and manipulated by the Jews. I think women's rights was pushed by the Jews. I think the Jews just push anything to destabilize and give them more control. Because when males were in power, they did not think with emotion. When only males could vote, you couldn't sway people with emotion. So the Jews attacked that with the woman vote. They got women to campaign en masse to get the right to vote. And once women got the right to vote, that's when the Jews had their foot in the door. Because they could pity fuck people and get shit through pity. Because women were now voting and were thinking with emotion. That was the downfall of fucking America and how they took so much. They manipulated our women and gave them the right to vote. Dio, we are saving Israel for last, the giveaway game of Q. I agree, bro. It's insanity. It's like, are you listening to yourself? These people are attacking Jews. They're campaigning. They're literally throwing away their future. And you're like, I hate Islam. Fuck Islam. You know what? Yeah, fuck Islam. But I hate kikes too, buddy. I hate Jews far more than fucking Pujits. I mean, if you put a Jew and a Pujit, and you give me a button, and I can only choose to kill one of them in Minecraft, which one do you think I'm going to pick? This American says, I choose death over an alliance with these things. That's what I'm... That is the Jewish manipulation right there. I choose death over defeating the Jew. Well, then white America is done, bro. Because you'd rather kill over and die than work with people to eliminate your enemy. Like, God fucking forbid you get a fucking sliver of humbleness. Fucking God. That right there. I choose death over an alliance with these things. Kikish Hands had to write that. I choose death for Israel, based American reply. I agree, man. It's just so much white guilt. This Indian Anon says, white libtards will protest against Israel when Israel goes too far against Gaza mud slimes. Imagine all the pause social media capital the protesters got from their Muslim friends and intersectional non-binary teachers. Dude, they're getting punished, man, like no other. It's the complete opposite of the Summer of Love nigger riots. I don't know how any leftist could have lived through the BLM Summer of Love riots with all the protests they were doing at the universities, and then look at these Israel protests that are the exact same, if not more calm, because they weren't burning down fucking America. They're not burning down America to stop Israel, which they should be. We should be. It's more important that we stop Israel than give niggers rights. It's stupid. And what did that black riot, dude, after all of that nigger whining, after the Summer of Love, after them burning America to the fucking ground, what did we get out of all of that? Weaker police stations. That's all we got. They fucking defunded the police. That's what niggers got us. What a fucking load of crock shit. After them burning down America, all we got was weakened. It's all paused. It's all Jewish. It's all Jewish control. And it's the destruction of America on a mass scale. And we're so far gone now. The only people it fools are the boomers, because they see themselves as heroes in this story. And this is the thing. If the boomers accept that Israel is the enemy, okay? They have to accept that they are wrong, and they are the bad guys. They are the baddies, and that'll never happen. They can never accept to themselves that they are literally Hitler. They are what they have fought so hard to prevent. And they think they are the people that saved Germany, Jews, from this evil man, Hitler. And they achieved even greater heights than their grandfathers did in World War I. Okay? The thing is, these kids watched their dads fight and die in World War I, and they were heroes to them. There was so much propaganda around World War I and them fighting and stuff, and then they wanted to be those heroes. So when World War II started, and it's even for World War II, like World War II veterans were hailed as heroes. So the boomers are the generation after that. The boomers are the kids of those people. They're the people who went to Vietnam and Desert Storm, and they did... Desert Storm was actually what all of our wars should have been. Every war should have been Desert Storm. Desert Storm was an American war. Desert Storm was America doing what America does best. Total decimation with its entire military might. We mobilized our entire fucking Air Force and Navy and to everything. We mobilized everything. We did not hold back. We decimated them. We utterly fucking annihilated them in one day. One day. Okay, but one day doesn't make you the fucking money in a war machine. Okay, they need to draw it out for 20 fucking years, and that was Afghanistan. We could have decimated Afghanistan in a single fucking day, guys. You know it to be true. You know we could have. We could have blown up every hospital like Israel's doing to Gaza right now, but we didn't. We purposefully did not blow hospitals up. We purposefully did not blow civilians up, even though we could have completely decimated them. And we should have. That's the thing. We should have done that. But you know why we didn't? Because the Jews are allowed to do that, and we aren't. We're not allowed to commit war crimes in our benefit, but Israel is. And Israel's always in the right, and they're always the good guy, because Holocaust. It's bullshit projection. They commit Holocaust while they claim to be affected by a Holocaust. It's bullshit. It's a fucking scam. And the sooner all of these normies wake up and we have another great awakening, the better. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.